From the Ozark Folk Encyclopedia under S, Superstition. Rayburn compiled a two-volume survey of Ozark superstitions held as a separate series of his voluminous papers in special collections. And throughout the encyclopedia are references to groups of superstitions, like those pertaining to holidays, to farming, and to the weather. The unpublished article filed under S includes several references to the book Ozark Superstitions by Rayburn's friend Vance Randolph, which came out in 1947. I'm reading from this article. While teaching in the back hills of the Ozarks between 1923 and 1945, I made intimate acquaintance with many old-time Ozarkers who still practiced the culture of their Anglo-Saxon ancestors. They had the old traditions, they were honest and hospitable, and served as a bulwark against modern inconsistencies in the social life of the community. They kept alive many of the old superstitions, which added a pinch of spice to the personality. Vance Randolph begins his book Ozark Superstitions with this statement: "The people who live in the Ozark country of Missouri and Arkansas were, until recently, the most deliberately unprogressive people in the United States, descended from pioneers who came west from the southern Appalachians at the beginning of the 19th century. They seemed like foreigners to the average urban American, but nearly all of them are of British stock. Like all isolated illiterates, they have clung to the obsolete sayings and outworn customs of their ancestors." Mr. Randolph points out that visitors sometimes regard the hillbilly as a simple child of nature. The hillman is secretive and sensitive beyond anything that the average city dweller can imagine, says Randolph, but he isn't simple. His mind moves in a tremendously involved system of signs and omens. He has little interest in the mental system that moderns call science, and his ways of arranging data and evaluating evidence are very different from those currently favored in the world beyond the hilltops. Rayburn resumes, "Omens, that is, signs in the physical world that portend good or evil, fall into two classes. The first appear in the creeds and ritual of religious groups. The second are secular, more commonplace, and have no kinship with theology. I've never heard of divination in the Ozarks, but some religious sects may practice it in secret. I have observed people talking in tongues at revivals, but as far as I can see, this has nothing to do with divination. It is reported that poisonous reptiles are handled at times of religious frenzy, but if such things happen in the Ozarks, they have escaped my observation. I have no argument with any religious faith, and am interested only in observing and reporting types of belief and practice. Secular omens are legion in the Ozarks. Vance Randolph has collected about 60 omens or signs that presage death. A few of the common ones are a howling dog, a bird in the house, breaking a needle while making a quilt, sweeping dirt out of the house after dark, stepping over a spade on the ground, and a church bell ringing without the touch of human hands. Domestic life was saturated with signs and portents. Fetching company was controlled by numerous trivial happenings. Drop a towel or a dish rag, and an unwelcome, dirty visitor was expected before the end of the day. If the cloth fell in a wad, the visitor would be a woman. Timber to be used for fence rails or rived for boards or shingles was cut in the dark of the moon. Otherwise, the boards would curl and twist out of shape. In the Ozarks, the generally accepted light of the moon period is from the time of new moon until it is full, that is, during the first two quarters. Noreen Krieger Watts, writing in the Springfield, Missouri Daily News, discusses the importance of the signs of the zodiac in the Ozarks. She says, besides considering the moon phases, planters watch the zodiac signs. Cucumbers were planted when the moon was light, that is, new, and the sign was in Gemini, the twins, so that the crop would be doubled. Beans were planted when the moon was light and the zodiac was in the sign of Libra, the scales, so that the crop would be heavy. Flowers were planted when the zodiac was in the sign of Virgo, the Virgin, when the lady is holding the flower. The great majority of the people of the Ozarks would not care to return to the days of the old science, but occasionally incidents occur that prove the surety of folkways. The late Will Rice of St. Joe, Arkansas, known as the Dean of Arkansas Humorists, expressed it this way. Our neighbor still sticks to rooster time. First, he tried to conform to daylight saving time, and then, when he got electricity, he bought an electric clock. One night, a short time after installing the gadget, lightning struck the line, and the clock stopped for 6 hours, so that the family did not get up till noon. In the meantime, the roosters crowed regularly at midnight and 4 a.m., without a second's variation. My neighbor has put his family back on rooster time.